Okay, welcome to the session of Business Intelligence on SQL Server. I'm Isabelle Van Kampenhout, and I've been working for more than 10 years on SQL Server as a trainer, consultant, DBA, and so on. So today, I will talk to you about business intelligence and the possibility of SQL Server on this product. My agenda, it's two parts in the session. First, we will explore the BI concept, why we are sleeping on a gold mine of data, what's operation world versus decision world, the one version of the truth, which people consume BI, the resistance in the project, and the technical challenge. At the second part, we will talk about the common architecture of SQL with the three main services: integration services, analysis services, and reporting services. And at the end, still a question, structure or self-service BI. Okay, so the gold mine. Companies accumulate and aggregate data in an ever-increasing amount for years. So they have to manage this gold mine. As example, you certainly know the big store IKEA. But why every time you go to IKEA, you come back with none of my list stuff? It's always the same thing. It's because IKEA analyzes your shopping attitude. That's the basis of business intelligence. And so it's the reason why I avoid shopping in the mall. I prefer to do my shopping on internet. It's strict, rational. I have a shopping list. It's saved. Okay, but no. In fact, no, because my shopping list is also a gold mine for the companies who sell on internet. So it's all about data. So in operation world, we have to write the data. We have to treat transaction. It's granular. It's point in time. It's fragment of something. As example, a young fashion victim who wants as soon as possible the pink shoes like her friends. And the goal is to order, provide, bill in the right way these shoes. In the decision world, we have to read the data. We have to analyze. We have a history point of view. We have to score our business. As example, the question would be, what is the impact of the color of the shoes in the quota of sales in the region of Asia after a spring campaign of advertising, for example, in a women's magazine? And that's the reason why in the data rewards in BI we were working with another dimensional model, another data model. That's the dimensional model. So we will have two kinds of tables. We will talk about fact and about dimension. Fact tables are tables with measure like a price, a quantity, taxes, margin, and so on. And the dimension tables contain the description of the fact. For example, you want to know by customer, or by product, by region, by month, what quantity of pink shoes you have sold. Another principle in the business intelligence world is the one version of the truth. Don't be afraid, it's not about religion. It's just the fact that in company, every service, every department owns its own version of the truth, use its own words to describe a concept, use its own formulas. For example, in marketing department, it's not the same as in financial department to calculate a ratio, an added value of a product. So everyone makes its own report, in his corner, and we have a problem. When we begin with a BI project, we want to share the information at every service, and we have to clean the data, aggregate the data, and consolidate. We have to choose a common semantic for the company. It's often a critical point. And the need to store centrally the business formula is also very important. Who are the people who will be end user in the business intelligence? We have three kinds of users. The first type are the contributors. They just have to analyze with structured reporting. And for those kinds of users, we have, for example, reporting services. So we can provide to them this kind of report. Here we have a sample with a report manager. Maybe you use it already. And so the user just have the possibility to choose some parameter in the report, but it's structured. So it's provide to him with all the information organized, prepared, and he just have the possibility to choose a format to export the report if he wants to work with this report. Okay. Another example, just for the pleasure to show you the new geospatial data and map that we could use in SQL 2008 R2 here. So here we are in the world of structured reporting. The second type are the analysts. They are very critical because they will autonomy. They will autonomy to go into the data, but they have no ID or complex. The data could be at the database level. So they want to use their own tool, and the tools of the analyst, it's Excel. An analyst could connect from Excel to an analysis services. So an analysis services is another kind of database that SQL could be offered. And we will go direct to a cube of data. Later in the session, I will explain or we can have a cube of data. So it's multidimensional. Okay. And the interest here is that the analyst can build a pivot table or a pivot chart and a pivot table report based on the cube, with a very user-friendly interface. So here we have the measure, as I said before. Okay, let's go to the internet sales of my company. The samples I use in this session came from the AdventureWorks database. Everyone knows it's already from since SQL 2005 that we work with AdventureWorks, and they are available on the CodePlex site if you want to play with this demonstration. Okay, so internet sales. AdventureWorks is a company who manufacture bicycle, and I'm interested in the quantity. Okay. So I have my measure, and now I will go to the dimension. to choose the axis of my analysis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe time could be interesting. So I will choose here calendar. Okay. And product. I will cross this with product. So as you can see, the analyst have a lot of choice, but all is prepared at the cube level. Products. There are three hierarchy by product category or product model lights or product model category. So there are different axes to analyze the data. I will choose this one. Okay. And so we can start to work. It's hierarchy, so I can drill down in my report, and I also have the possibility to go more and more deep in my analysis. If I go to a product, I receive details, and all this information are prepared in analysis services. The third kind of user, last but not least, is the management. What want the management? They want to drive as conducator. So they want to receive performance, scoring, dashboard, and so on. And the client for that, it's at this time SharePoint. Okay, so now I just have to go to my remote desktop. Okay, here we have an example of what SharePoint could provide to management. We have a dashboard here, and so in a BI process, management will start and see in the dashboard there is something wrong in financial perspective, and they could drill down to the moment if find the area with bad results. They are not interested in the good results, but to understand what happens here. And that's the start of the analysis. Convocation of collaborator and so on, meeting and reaction. With business intelligence, we cross the data. And crossing the data is a risky operation. Just imagine if the government decides to cross your personal fiscal data with the fiscal data of your personal company. It's a good example to show how cross the data make things more evident. And it's the source of some resistance in business intelligence project, because we can see the thing really. We link together all the data. Another process is the fact that we have to clean to analyze the data, because it doesn't match correctly. There is inconsistency in the production database and so on. And so at this moment, we have to manage dirty data, and we have to explain what could be happen, who's guilty. So we have resistance also. And at reporting level, it's the same, because as I said before, everyone was with his own report, his own chart, and now we have another result. In business intelligence, we have technical challenge, of course, because of the volume of data. We work with terabytes of data. As example, for this moment, I'm on a project who analyzed 10 years of data at the quarter. So it's about terabytes and billions of lines that we have to analyze. So the technology is very important. We also have the problematic of the heterogeneous data sources. Heterogeneous data sources, every company has different sources of data. It's a dream to imagine a company with only one database system. If you know one, it's the moment to say. Okay. And another challenge is validation of the data, because we will extract the data from some different environment, and that everyone in the enterprise is not okay of the words, of the semantics, of the formula. So to prove that the data after aggregation is still okay could be very difficult in a project. And so let's go now to the SQL side of the business intelligence to learn how SQL could help you in this project. So the common architecture we will find is this. You have our sources system, so it could be Oracle, SQL, Excel sheet, flat file, web services, and so on. And then we have the first step. It's very back-end, but it's the heart of our system. It's the ETL system as extraction, transform, and load of data. And in the SQL world, this layer is maintained by integration services. It's the time we go extract the data, clean the data, consolidate, and put the data in our data warehouse database. And the data warehouse database are relational and also OLAP cubes. The relational database are standard SQL database, but with a dimensional model. So the tables are dimension or fact. They are denormalized. The cube are the analysis services database, and it's another kind. We will go into to understand how it works. And at the end of the process, we have our BI application, as I showed before, could be Excel, Excel sheet published with Excel services on a SharePoint site, performance point server, reporting, custom application. We have also the possibility to make data mining to predict the data. Integration services. So integration services, as I say, is the ETL layer, and it's time to extract our data. If you want to put some data in a SQL server, maybe you use tools, different tools, so you write your own application. But integration service is very a good way to do this, because it offers you a framework to work. You have package. You can deploy your package in the SQL server. You can have extra added value around the package, because it's possible to have logging. So in a data warehouse, when we extract data from operational, we have to know when this data was extracted. which error occurred, which time it was to extract this volume of data. So we have around the extraction a lot of information of metadata of what happens during the extraction of data. We also have a very convenient error handling in the SSIS system. And the most important is about performing. Integration service is a service who consumes CPU and memory, and all the process is in a pipeline in memory. So you don't have to create intermediate temporary tables. Once your package is wrote, it will compile all your operation and transformation, and and run it as fast as possible. As example, the world record of extraction is 1 terabyte in an half hour, 30 minutes. Okay, it was on a 32 processor with edge of memory, but could be very, very fast. Let's have a look on this tool. It's in my... Okay, so the tool to build the package is the Visual Studio, the Business Intelligence Development Studio. It's a version of Visual Studio. We came with your SQL Server installation. And so you have solution and project. People who wrote the package are developers specialized in database world. Okay. There are two very important parts in a package. We have the control flow. The control flow is about task flow. We can choose a lot of tasks with a logic to run our package. And in this list of tasks, we have the data flow task. The data flow task is the most important and receive its own tab, because in the data flow we will define which sources, which destination, and the transformation we want to make between sources and destination. And there, sky is the limit, because you have a lot of transformation. For remember, people who worked with SQL 2000 very earlier, with DTS package, we had only one transform task we had to manage. Now we had a lot, and third editor are always providing new transformation tasks. When you begin with a SSIS package, it is sometimes a little complex, a little messy. The screen is full with task transformation. It's like gas using, but it's not true. When you execute the package, it's compiled in memory. So you can have dozens of tasks of transformation, but it's just one operation, and all is in memory, and we can work with all parameters to adjust the memory of our package. It's monitorable and it's very efficient. Okay. I don't have enough time to have more on this. So, analysis service are another kind of database, another service independent of SQL Server, who provide cube to the user. A cube of data are data cross by dimension and pre-aggregate. So what's the goal? The goal is to have a quick and fast response, to have the same results with a query SQL. You have to use the group by operator, and those queries are very slow and consuming of resource. Okay, if we go here to build this kind of database, we also have to use the Visual Studio. I will connect to an analysis database just to show you backstage of the cube. Here we are working with the cube, and there we are defining our cube. So in a cube, we will have the data source, so the relational. It's always work with a SQL relational standard database as base. Then we have the data source view to link together tables, provide some calculated columns, and so on. And then we have the dimension and the cube. In the dimension, if I go to my product dimension, as earlier, voilà, I have the possibility so to say which table are sources of this information. I have my list of attributes I will provide in my cube, and I can build hierarchy. So it's the possibility to navigate in the way you decide, here by category, subcategory model, and in another category could be by day to manufacture a product, and then subcategory, or by product line and model. So you organize the way people will navigate in your cube. The cube itself will contain measure. We have the measure group here, and for internet sales, like before, I have here a measure with my order quantity. A measure is linked to the dimension with foreign key. We also have calculation. Calculation is very important for the one version of the truth, because it's the place, the right place to add or the formula we want to share and to fix for all the company. It's also the place we can define KPI, key performance indicator, for our lovely management. And what we put in the formula, it's about a lot of meeting and discussion with the business. Okay. Once the cube is defined, it's defined in XMLA, XML for analysis. It is built as database, and it is processed. The process of a cube is the process to build it with the aggregation. And you have three types of process of a cube. You could have a MOLAP, of a ROLAP, of a HOLAP cube. It's just the difference with the storage of the result of the cross of the data. So you can say, okay, my OLAP cube will be totally independent, and so I store all the results in the cube. It's more quick to read the cube, but it's more consuming, and it's less dynamic. And at the other side, you can have a roll-up cube, which a permanent link between the database of the data warehouse and your cube. Okay. That's for analysis services. At the end, we have reporting services. Alors, reporting services is begin as an add-on of the SQL 2000 already. We are now in a later version. And reporting services is just a web service. A web service will use SQL Server as repository. Repository for definition of reports we want to share across the company, and for metadata around the report. So a report is deployed on the reporting server, and we could add some security, some information, and also in which way we want this report be executed, with snapshot, with a cache, or totally dynamic, and so on. So when you install reporting services, you have two parts, the database engine part with the report server database and the report server temp database, and another part with a web application. Both could be installed on different servers if you want. Okay. A report is defined in a language, the RDL, it's also an XML subtype, and this definition is made also in Visual Studio. Could be connect a lot of data sources. My slide is not totally up to date, because in data sources we have the classical data source as SQL Server, OLIDB, ODBC, Oracle, and so on. But from now, we also have the possibility to connect to SharePoint list, for example, or other things like this. And we always have the possibility to write our own custom data source. It's totally open. At the other side of reporting services, we can provide the report with a lot of output formats. I will show this. Just a moment. Okay. So in Excel, in CSV, in PDF, in TIFF, in Word, and you also have the possibility to develop your own system of rendering. If you want an audio report, why not? Or a notification on the Windows Phone for your management is also possible. A question from now is about self-service BI, because more and more people are interested about all this stuff. They want to use and to prepare themselves data. As example of self-service BI application, you have the Excel services. Excel services is the possibility to publish your Excel sheet like report on a SharePoint server. So an analyst could consume a cube, and then with a good report, publish this on SharePoint, and people can read this as a report with some parameters, but no possibility to change this. And it's centrally. So one version of the truth is correct. We have the report builder. So report could be right in Visual Studio, but we have also possibility to provide to the user a very simple interface. It's more office-like, and we give the user the possibility to connect to data sets we prepare and to build their own report they could publish also on report server. SharePoint, as I say, is really the place to use as front-end for business intelligence, but it could be a subject of another session, who knows. We have the famous PowerPivot. PowerPivot is typically self-service BI because it's not at the end of the process, but it's the possibility to a user to build himself a cube in memory and to share this. So it's more its object of discussion is very efficace and performing, but we have to be to use it with caution because it cannot replace analysis database. But it's very useful to test some possibility or to give to user the possibility to play more deep with the data we provide in the data warehouse. That's my point of view. Performance point is now part of SharePoint and it's also a consumer of Cube because it's built top of Cube in its process. And last question, if a future product we will provide you the possibility to use data in your PowerPoint slides and to build storyboard to evangelize your audience more efficiently and to build scenario with your data. Okay, here we have an example of what PowerPivot could offer to you, and it's always possible to publish this on the SharePoint. In the same way, Excel services, I could show you this on my... yes, here. Okay. Okay, here I have an Excel sheet who is published on Excel services and who provide the possibility to have results with here filtering and slides if I want. And so the user could receive the same. Here. This is published in Excel services. Just looking for something more interesting. That's this one. It's in the big share. It's more. Okay. So. To resume, the business intelligence capability we have in the Microsoft world. So SQL Server is there to provide us the basis environment and infrastructure with the database, with the extraction and transformation layer integration service, with OLAP, with analysis service, with reporting system as reporting services, and also with master data service, okay? In SharePoint, we have also this kind of product to build business intelligence solution, and last but not least, Office is the first place where the user could consume our project. It's okay. So, if you have any question.
With integration services, the package that you build, you have to run within SQL Server, or you can package something that is executed based on top of .NET framework, whatever?
SSIS package could be executed with the command line with the DT exec. So you can call them from where you want. You have also API to to play the game with SSIS package. As DBA, I use this from SQL because my package are centrally stored, control and monitor and backup with my system database, but it's not mandatory to do in this way.